Welcome to This Week in Palestine, Gaza special coverage, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 5th to the 11th, 2014. More than 100 Palestinians have been killed so far due to the ongoing Israeli military offensive targeting the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the Palestinian leadership has asked for international intervention to end the escalating Israeli aggression against Palestinians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Monday of this week, Israel started a massive military attack against the Gaza Strip. On Friday, 12 Palestinians were killed as Israeli bombardment continued to target the coastal enclave, bringing the death toll since Monday to 100 people killed and more than 650 injured. Among those killed, there are 25 children, Palestinian medical sources reported. Israeli warplanes continued to target residents' homes, hospitals and schools, local sources reported. More than 150 homes have been leveled to the ground after being targeted by Israeli missiles. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ram El Megari says Israel is targeting residents' homes at random.
Israel has picked up attacks against the homes, the residential homes of the Gaza Strip. This is really a sort of a dangerous development of the situation since the very beginning of the Israeli attacks on the region. A home has been struck by Israeli airplanes in the town where I live, actually. Five people, including a woman and a child, those who killed. For the hospitals in Gaza, as many staffs have been lacking, sort of medicines have been lacking as well. There is a shortage of the medical supplies, and that has been warned by the hospital officials and the health officials in the territory.
On their part, Palestinian resistance fighters in Gaza continued to fire rockets into different Israeli areas following the murder of Mohammed Abu Khdeir in Jerusalem by Israeli settlers. Armored groups vowed to continue the firing of shells in retaliation to the ongoing Israeli attacks targeting the Palestinian people. On Thursday, the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on the escalating violence. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has asked for an immediate ceasefire. Japan, Egypt and Jordan has issued statements condemning the latest series of Israeli assaults on the Palestinian community. Member of the Executive Committee of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO, and Chief Palestinian Negotiator, Dr. Saab Erekat, has described the ongoing Israeli offensive against Gaza as an all-out systematic war against the national project and the national reconciliation. Egypt opened the Rafah crossing with Gaza to allow urgent aid to enter the region and facilitate the evacuation of injured Palestinians to nearby Egyptian hospitals. Israeli authorities declared this week that its armored forces are ready to deploy 40,000 reserve soldiers for a possible ground offensive in Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Ya'alon said that the attacks on Gaza may take more than a few days. IMEMC's spoke to Sergio Yanni, an Israeli political analyst from Jerusalem.
I don't believe the Israeli government has actually object in the current military operation on Gaza. I doubt Netanyahu knows what he's trying to achieve with this operation. He knows he will not destroy Hamas. He knows that unless he destroys and kills 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza, he will not destroy Hamas. So what is alternative? It means we are facing a meaningless violence, a totally irrational violence, an irrational government led by Netanyahu.
Also on Friday, weekly anti-wall and settlement protests were organized in Bel'in, Na'lin and Nabi Saleh in Central West Bank, in addition to the Southern West Bank village of Al-Ma'sara. Protests this week were in solidarity with the Gaza Strip and against the ongoing Israeli attacks. IMEMC spoke to Salah Al-Khawaja, a member of the Popular Struggle Committee that organizes the weekly non-violent protests.
The main message is to show that the Israeli occupation government and the settlers are using the Nazi policies and fascist practices in addition to mass killing and genocide. So the protesters today wore similar outfits the Nazis used to give to those they wanted to kill.
Israeli troops attacked the anti-wall and settlement protests with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Earlier in the week, at least 19 people were injured. Many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers invaded West Bank communities and clashed with local youth. Clashes were reported in the central West Bank city of Ramallah, as well as Hebron and Bethlehem cities in the southern West Bank. And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine, Gaza special coverage. This was the weekly report for July 5th to the 11th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Hassan Barnoura.